You are with Cape Talk.
Views and news with Clarence Ford.
Okay, so from a little exercise on the other side, a painting little exercise, which I thought was going to be scarring, actually. It was actually pleasant. I actually forgot about you. That's the extent to which I applied my mind. But the more I applied my mind, that instruction just wouldn't go. And that's my challenge. That's my challenge with my hands. The instruction is quite clear from the mind, but it doesn't seem to reach the fingers, if you know what I mean. So I think the fingers are the problem. Charles Lowe, it's so good to have you here. It's been a long time. Charles is a keyboard player, the leader of the Marmela project, are you?
That's correct.
And are you a keyboard player essentially, or are you a multiple instrumentalist?
I am a multiple instrumentalist, but I'm concentrating more on arranging and composing these days.
Weet jy, Charles, as ek vir jou sien, dink ek van Boeta Gas. Wasn't that just an amazing man? You taught him to play the saxophone at about 70 years old or something, didn't you?
Yeah, no, he actually played when I met him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that when I met him, we started changing the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the Mela project was about selling the or celebrating that rich Cape jazz tradition, but the South African jazz tradition broadly, wasn't it?
That's correct. Yes.
And how successful would you relate that project,
Clarence? When I look at a lot of the youngsters that went through the project, then I can say we were quite successful, you know, because if you think where the project is based in the township of Manenberg and what these youngsters have become, then it is really a joy, and we don't value success in terms of monetary value. We value it in terms of what we've invested in people's lives, you know.
Yeah, and no, I think that's a really good evaluation, but unfortunately a lot of our musicians have died paupers because of that particular principle. We've not necessarily treated them kind of well as well. So you see, you measured it in terms of young people that have come through the Marmela project in Manenberg specifically. How many young people came through this musical school essentially that would play all over the peninsula and beyond?
Yeah, we've been working in schools, right? So it's not everybody that was like successful, but there's at least about 10 to 15 youngsters that I know that has made it, that has studied, and that has gone in different directions, some of them playing on the Sun International Circuit, and that, yeah.
Okay, so what has happened to the Marmela project? Is it still happening, or is Charles Lowe now on his own and doing his own thing?
The project is still there. We are currently lacking resources such as finance, and also with the theft of our equipment. That is also needed now. But the board is meeting on a regular basis, once per term. That is regular for us. And we're looking at ways how we can revive the project again.
Okay, so the project is just... Yes. But I think COVID would have knocked most projects for a six. So you're trying to reestablish post-COVID.
That's right.
Okay, what else do you do other than music?
As I said earlier...
How do you pay the bills? I think that is my question. If you're doing it for the love of it and creating musical monsters in the township, how do you earn? How do you earn a living?
I work for an NPO, Western Cape Sports Confederation.
Okay.
And they are looking at the after school programs in the Western Cape with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Sport. And I am involved in that program as well.
Okay, ons gaan 'n bietjie musiek speel. Of course you would know. You would know which song I want you to play. Let's see if you and I are in sync today.
I don't know. I'm just gonna play one.
Abdullah.
I'll do
the wedding. The wedding.
I was actually gonna play you one of my compos that was that is actually my signature tune, and I almost want to say my claim to fame.
No, I want you.
Wherever we play, that is the song people would always ask.
Manenberg.
No, it's one of my compositions.
No, I want you to play that one as well.
Okay.
But we've got maybe chance for two.
Okay.
So what would the other one be? And that's why I was suggesting
okay,
maybe.
Okay, I'll do Mannenberg and then.
Okay.
And then my one.
Let's take a listen to Mannenberg and then we'll chat again. So this is Charles Lowe in another space in this building here at Cape Talk. And he's going to be doing a little bit of Mannenberg. Abdullah Ibrahim composition, Mannenberg revisited, of course, also the Mamela project is a musical project that he operated in the township of Mannenberg. And some great, great good news stories have come from that particular project. Of course, music employed to bring healing. And it's a little segment that we're going to do every Friday. We're going to get musicians in, diverse musicians from all over Cape Town, and just chat with them about their music, about the industry, where they're gigging at, and of course a little bit of music to enter the weekend with, and hopefully a bit of a spring in your step as well. Mannenberg, Abdullah Ibrahim composition. At one stage, Charles Lowe, my guest today, that was like the alternative anthem. in this particular country. Abdullah Ibrahim's Mannenberg was played in every township that I've encountered. And I've been in townships in Namibia, I've been in townships in Zambia, Tanzania, Kenya, I've been in townships in Joburg. And that song is just touched so many people. It is so typically South African, quintessential Cape Town and Cape jazz. How do you feel about Abdullah Ibrahim firstly, and Mannenberg secondly?
When I grew up, Clarence, my uncle was very... he actually played Mannenberg every single morning before he prepared to go to school. He was a teacher. So every morning he used to play Mannenberg, and then myself as a scholar, when we get dressed in the morning, now you wake up, you listen to Mannenberg, and that was like my staple diet every morning before I go to school. And later on, when I grew up and I started playing in bands and stuff, that song just naturally, you know, just became part of the repertoire and that. Abdullah Ibrahim, when you listen to a lot of my stuff, I've been influenced by his music as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And in Cape Jazz, I mean, Cape Jazz is that sound that, and I think Gary Van Dyk says it. Gary Van Dyk is a journalist, and he said Cape Jazz is the let me get this right. It's the marching strains of the military bands. It's the pulsating rhythms of Africa. It's the somber tones of the Malay and the church choirs and the echoes of the joy of the Xhosa. It is like nearly the entire Mengelmoes history of Cape Town, combined into a distinct sound that reflects diversity. Are you a passionate Cape Jazz kind of proponent?
Yes, I am. Even when I drive, I listen to a lot of other musicians, Cape Jazz artists like Hilton Solder and those guys. Mm. So indeed.
Do you think it's going to survive? It's going to stand the test of time, that genre?
It will if we do get the support of everyone in the country.
I see there's Kyle Shepherd, there's Ramon Alexander now, you know, pick up. But are they enough? But you say we must get the support.
Yeah, we must definitely get more support for the music.
Okay, tell us about the song that you're going to play for us now, your composition.
Yes, the song I'm going to play is called Have Mercy. It's a song written that I was actually inspired to write the song when I looked at the poverty stricken situation in Africa. Uh-huh. And I looked at the situation and I said, what is there that I can do? You know, as artists, we express ourselves in our art. And this is how the song came about. It's my expression of the situation that I've
Let's seen. Take a listen to Charles Lowe, Have Mercy. So we are having some fun, some music on a Friday morning still. It's News, Views, News. Mercy, Charles Lowe, that was beautiful, and I know why people ask for that song everywhere you go. Very, very powerful melody, and it tugs at the heartstrings. Palpable, absolutely, is the melancholy. It's just gripping. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's appreciated. You're the first of many. We're going to have musicians in. We're going to talk music, and that's how we launch the weekend, hopefully with lots and lots of gorgeous music in your life. It's been a wonderful week of learning on my part, and looking forward to another such week next week. Otherwise, have a great weekend. Take care.
Cape Talk was in conversation with Old Mutual discussing the importance of illness insurance. Medical aid.